the city of Charlotte has agreed to pay $9.5 million to a man who wrongly served nearly 25 years in prison for a 1989 rape and assault. It's the city's largest legal settlement ever. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Timothy Scott Bridges was 23 years old when he was convicted in 1991 and sentenced to life in prison for the rape and assault of an 83-year-old Charlotte woman. That conviction was largely based on testimony by FBI-trained investigators that hair samples from the scene matched his. Bridges always maintained his innocence. In 2015, he was granted a new trial and released from prison. Modern DNA tests ruled him out as the assailant, and last year all the charges were dropped. 1 year ago, he was pardoned by Governor Pat McCrory. Bridges has already received $750,000 from a state fund for people wrongly imprisoned. Now the city is paying him more than 12 times that. Here's city attorney Bob Hageman.
The city is unaware at this time of any scientifically sound physical evidence connecting Mr. Bridges to the crime. In consideration of the former governor's pardon and the possibility of a significantly larger jury verdict, the city council agreed to settle this case with Mr. Bridges for $9.5 million.
There was no apology, something Bridges' lawyer Sonia Pfeiffer says her client would like to see. But she says the settlement is compensation for everything he missed while behind bars.
He needs to learn everything from how to use a cell phone to how to, you know, work a FaceTime message with somebody. I mean, he spent 25 years in prison while the world was moving at possibly the fastest pace it's ever moved.
Bridges' $25 million lawsuit against the city and four investigators had been scheduled for a March trial. The city council approved the settlement during a closed session Monday. That came after another DNA test in October again cleared Bridges of the crime. Meanwhile, CMPD says the original assault has been assigned to the cold case unit. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.